Hey friends, it is Tim and it is Thursday, April 2. It's April. We got through March. We did it. We made it through March. Though April feels a little bit the same. But what I want to do today in the few minutes we have together is I want to give you a phrase. Actually, this phrase comes up twice in the Bible. It's really a prayer. I want to give you a prayer. It's a prayer I find myself thinking about and praying quite often over the last couple of especially days, but throughout my life, there's been seasons where this prayer has come up and has been, it's a really helpful way to frame things. So today I want to offer you a phrase or a prayer or a practice that no matter where you are right now, I think you'll find this to be helpful. My guess is there's probably like two camps of us that are out there right now. There are those who you're at home and there's not a lot to do. Right, there's just like life is ground down to a halt, and you've watched the shows on Netflix, and there's nothing left to watch, and you're using phrases on social media, or you're saying to your friends things like, "I'm going stir crazy," or "I'm just really, really bored." Yeah, there's that group of people. Then there's a group of people who are thinking, "Slow down, no way, my life has sped up faster than ever." Those of you who work in healthcare, those of you who there's just a number of essential jobs that continue to happen. Food and grocery stores and the trash service. And I mean, what's really interesting, by the way, is that right now our trash man is continuing to pick up trash. He has an essential job while I won't name specific names, but some of my favorite sports stars are at home because their jobs have been deemed unessential. One makes billions of dollars or millions of dollars. The other, not so much, but yeah, it's been interesting, isn't it? But for both camps, whether you find yourself right now really, really busy, maybe for you, it's just a busyness inside your head because you're trying to figure out how am I going to make the finances on this work. Yeah, I feel that. Certainly feel that. Like you're thinking about the layoffs that have happened and wondering, is this going to happen to me? Or maybe it already has happened to you. Yeah. But I find there's this phrase in the Bible that comes up twice. It's really a prayer or a practice. It comes up twice, and I want to offer this little phrase to you. It comes up in Psalm 18. It's the first place you catch it. It's a psalm. Now, Psalm 18 is a psalm written by King David. You know David. David's the guy who fights Goliath. David, when he writes Psalm 18, he has just had a near-death encounter with Saul. Saul is the king of Israel. So Saul is like one of the most powerful men in the world. And this king is hunting David down. He wants David killed. And notice what David says in this situation. This is Psalm 18, 31 through 33. David writes, "For who is God besides the Lord?" That's Yahweh. "Who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights." That's the second line. "He makes my feet like the feet of a deer." God makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. You may be thinking when you read this passage, "He makes my feet like the feet of the deer." What David is praying for, it feels like we think deer, we think Michigan white-tailed deer, we think fast. And it feels as though what David is praying for in this situation is, "God, make this go away. Help me outrun this thing." Maybe you're finding yourself praying right now that God would just change the circumstances, that this would all just go away. I know that's a prayer I find myself praying. That's a really normal prayer, that we would get through this and it would happen quickly, that we would not have another executive order that extends the time period, that we would see the curve begin to flatten, all these things that we pray for, that we're right to pray for those things. And maybe you're finding yourself like, "I just want to outrun this thing." Seems as though that's what David's praying, right? "Make my feet like the feet of a deer." Until you get to the second little line where he says, "He enables me to stand on the heights." And then you realize, oh wait, David's got a different kind of prayer. If you go to Israel, which one of these days we will get to Israel. I had to cancel our trip, but we will get to Israel. And what you discover is that the deer that David is looking at, the deer that David's talking about, is certainly not a Michigan white-tailed deer. It's not. The deer that David is looking at is what is known as an ibex deer. In particular, it's a Nubian ibex. Nubian, N-U-B-I-A-N, ibex, I-B-E-X. You should right now, if you have access to your phone or computer, you should look up the ibex deer. These deer are incredible. They will literally stand on the side of a mountain, and their feet, their hooves are shaped in such a way that they can stand at an 80-degree angle without falling. You see them, you'll see them on top of cliffs running up and down. It almost looks like they're running vertically up and down cliffs. They are incredible animals. Do you see what David is praying here, right? What David is praying is not that he would outrun the problems. He's not praying that the problems would all go away. That prayer is not a bad prayer, and he certainly does pray that prayer at other places. It's not a bad prayer. But what David is praying is not that God would change his path. What David's praying is that God would give him different kind of feet for the path. Not that God would give him a different path, but that God would give him different feet for the path. Yeah, I find right now that's a hard prayer to pray. And right now I'm finding myself, God, would you create some kind of character in me? Give me some kind of integrity in this. Give me the right kind of feet for the path in front of us. This prayer comes up in Psalms 18, and then also in the book of Habakkuk. Now, let me give you a bit of context around Habakkuk. Habakkuk is written. So the kingdom of Israel has just been divided. There was a civil war. The north and the south are split, and the north kingdom kind of falls apart pretty quickly. The north kingdom is taken over by a nation known as Assyria. And the reason we are given is because the people of the northern kingdom forget about God. And so Assyria comes in, they scramble, they don't make it, and eventually the northern kingdom is destroyed. Now, Habakkuk is a prophet living in the southern kingdom, and it's about 150 years later, and he's now concerned in the southern kingdom that the same fate that happened in the northern kingdom is going to happen to the southern kingdom. And so he's been warning his people that if we aren't careful, we may discover that just like the northern kingdom, we may discover that a foreign enemy overthrows us. We may discover if we don't continue, we may discover things don't go so well for us. And so Habakkuk is essentially a list of prayers that the book of Habakkuk is a list of prayers that Habakkuk has to God. He's expressing this concern before God. Now, the book of Habakkuk is divided like this. You have Habakkuk makes a complaint, and then God responds. And then Habakkuk makes another complaint, and then God responds. And then Habakkuk prays. Now, Habakkuk's first complaint, are you following this? I know it's... Okay, stay with me. Habakkuk's first complaint is, God, why do you allow injustice? Why do you allow your people to get away with not following your commands? God responds, Habakkuk, I'm listening, and I agree, and I am going to deal with them. In fact, I'm removing my protection, and soon the Babylonians will come with a vengeance. That's the first. So, God, why do you allow this injustice? God's response is, I get it, and don't worry. I'll allow the Babylonians, this foreign enemy, to come in and take care of it. Then Habakkuk responds again, well, wait a minute, God. His second complaint is, wait a minute, God. The Babylonians are worse than us. The Babylonians are, like, they're more wicked, they're more evil than the Israelites right now. God responds again. So, second complaint, what? God responds again, don't worry, I'll take care of the Babylonians too, also. So, it seems as though Habakkuk is seemingly walking an impossible path. He knows what's coming. He knows how bad it's going to be. He knows it's just a matter of time before his nation, his land, his people are destroyed. And he prays. And notice what he prays. This is chapter 3. We'll start at verse 16. Habakkuk 3, verse 16. Tell me if this does not resonate with how you've felt. I know it does for me. He says, I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet, I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Let me pause there. You hear what he's saying here, right? When he talks about the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vines, the olive crop fails. This is their economy. This is their jobs. The economy, he says, has tanked. There are no cattle in the stall. There are no sheep in the pens. There is no crop in the fields. And then he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. And then he says this, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Maybe the prayer we pray in this season is, Lord, would you make my feet like the feet of a deer? Enable me to go on the hikes. Which deer is he talking about, by the way? The ibex. It's this deer that can survive not by walking on easy paths, but because its feet have been crafted in such a way that it can stand at an 80-degree angle and survive. You see, we're all on a path. All of us are on a path. Prior to when this whole COVID-19 thing went down, for some of us, our path was easy, and for others, it was hard. But my guess is now we're all on a hard path. We're all finding ourselves on the heights. And the obvious prayer, the prayer that you've prayed and the prayer that I've prayed is, God, would you fix this? God, would you make me like a Michigan white-tailed deer so I can run through this, that I can sprint past this? And there's nothing wrong with that prayer. However, we can't control this. We can't fix this. And maybe the prayer that we would be invited to pray in this season is, God, would you, not just would you change the path before me, but God, would you give me better feet? Give me feet to walk this path. When you feel the anxiety coming on, when you feel the panic, or maybe for you it's boredom, but when you feel like this sense of like something sitting on my chest, there's a weight on me, I'm struggling to catch my breath, when you find yourself asking questions about what's the future going to look like after this, and you're feeling the heaviness of all of this, maybe you take a deep breath. Maybe another deep breath. God, would you make my feet like the feet of a deer? God, would you not just change the path before me, but give me the kind of feet, form within me the kind of character that can walk on seemingly impossible paths? I think after this is all said and done, we will discover that God has shaped us with new feet, and we will discover a faith that is stronger and bigger and richer and truer. But this is the season where we ask for God to help us form those feet. That's the prayer I'm praying. That's the practice I've been practicing. I want to invite you to do the same. And just know, friends, we're in this together. I pray for you often, and I hope, I think today's weather is supposed to be nice, and so I hope you catch a little vitamin D and are able to catch some fresh air, and I hope to talk to you soon and see you soon once again. Grace and peace.